In order to establish all sentient beings, their number vast as the sky, in the state of perfect Buddhahood, which transcends the extremes of samsara and nirvana, we resolve to study and listen to and reflect upon and meditate upon this aspiration prayer or path of aspiration towards wholesome activity, which is the name of this prayer.
Tene tigba chenpe lo la jewa tang tserap kwen do yinpin je jeba je gube sena de jebar seba la tene molam lepa kar chenpe re.
So in order to increase our knowledge and to increase our love, prayers or paths of aspirations are very important.
Tela Mulan Yang Madava Mangdu Yabanani, Tina Zambu Jupa Mulan De Hira Karchimbure.
So among the various prayers there exists this prayer towards wholesome activity is very important.
Mulan Dupe Jo Yela Dunja Gone Tso Sakbatang Mulan Deba Mule. Tanda Mulan Dupe Jo Tso Sakbala Yela Dunja Nani Satsarwa De Song De Nipa Chupan Brubi.
So among the seven branches of this prayer, we are now reached the second branch, having done yesterday the first branch, which is the homage or the prostration, and today we will do the part of the offerings.
Meto tamba tuma tamba tam senye nanto suku don chotam marmen chotam duku tamba yi jarva teda lane chuvarje hisabasam.
So the offerings section are divided into two kinds. There are the worldly offerings or the surpassable offerings, and then there are the unsurpassable offerings. So the first one then is the worldly offerings, and it starts with metto dhamma trengwa dhamma dham, which means I offer garlands of precious flowers, precious garlands and precious flowers. I offer exquisite music, scented ointments and umbrellas, beautiful butter lamps and exquisitely perfumed waters. Yes, and I offer all this to the victorious ones.
Tela tambo meto tamba. Meto tamba de carrera sano la la yur tamuyur la yuepe meto zikin yi donwa jinye ba tani mikigoni brava tela meto tamba.
So what does meto tamba or wonderful flowers mean? This means both flowers that exist in the human realm, but also flowers existing on the divine realms or the god realms. All these various kinds of flowers are offered.
Tene nga tso myur la meto nze pa ha chan zepo mangbo yore tele lakpa tene la yola mayor je medo le layor je medo de hajang jire.
So then we visualize then all these various flowers, and within the human realm there are many flowers, and even the most beautiful ones of the human realms are exceeded by the flowers that exist on in the god realms.
Kata Sarvakarni, Hebana, Yindurchik, then the Nija Sanje Dam, Sanje de Daya, the Nese Sanju sent the soldier cover make day, the near rank Luchang, Dorje Tani, the Torte, the near met Sanje Nana, met up for me.
So we continue on with the visualization which was created yesterday, that in each and every atom of the universe resides a Buddha surrounded by bodhisattvas. So the whole universe in this way is filled with the object of our offerings. So we focus on that. And so we also then visualize that, similar to yesterday where we were doing the prostrations with as many bodies as there are atoms, today we also visualize that we with as many bodies as there are atoms, we offer these divine flowers to all the Buddhas.
Meto and Zeba not sopa, Pirma, Metoga, and Tungwantang, Rimboche, not sopa, Pirma, Pirma Jibe, Tungwantamba, number.
So then the Tungwantamba is then precious necklaces, which then are all kinds of precious stones and precious gems that are being offered in garlands. Along with garlands of beautiful flowers.
Tene tanda jagarla meto meto gantengwa zone bole loksor dowa malaya meto gantengwa.
So this seems to be an Indian custom to offer to other people also these garlands made with flowers.
Tene meto hind zeban nam Meto the meto can tuna. Then is Sanjita San Sinala, Provala Tinde, they run lange capsule, a lange capsule. Then Zog Ziki, you don't want to do young to wear. Zupun Zippo. Zupun Zippiche, the Prova Marie, Yine and Meto, Provala Tinde, Zog Zippo. Sanju Sanjiva Jeff capsule, Zog Zippo to do.
So it seems like us having offered these garlands of beautiful flowers to the Buddha becomes like a karmic condition for ourselves getting a beautiful form later on the path when we are practicing the wholesome activity. So the meaning of the word Dampa here means very perfect, without stains, absolutely without faults, completely perfect flowers and necklaces.
Tene sinyi nandang hipa kapso, di kapso tene rormi chepa pavare. Rormi rek mandrava na choba. Romo telayang tene mbapa tang.
So the next stanza then is the music, the offering of music, and here the Tibetan word silnyen is used, but in fact this can mean particularly can mean the symbols. But here it refers to all kinds of musical instruments. So it is the activity of blowing instruments, playing them, and striking them. That is the activity of offering here.
Tene ndi romu Roma Seda Mirbu Kapso Dorje Tepe Choka Kapso Yang Roma Tope Chepe Lamo Mandava Tro Tempriya Yore Tenda Wo Me Me Yang Dere Yore
So in particular on in the Vajrayana path there are rituals where music is being offered in the form of emanations of these offering goddesses, so this can also be applied to this.
Ranlin Chöpa Lamo Chöpa Lamo Sayi Dorda Nyamba Dorde Romi Rizhi Na Tsokpan Parvatan Ranga Lu Sayi Dorje Tanda Nyamba Dorde Tene Romam Parva Romi Chöpa Parva Nyi Ndigri.
So there are two ways of doing this. Either one can visualize that offering goddesses as many as, countless in numbers are being emanated from oneself and that they are offering the music, or that oneself with as many bodies as, with countless bodies, that oneself is offering music in various ways.
Then Romo, Roman Cheba Perve, Tartok Sanje, the combat of Atan. Near cups of Sanju, Simba Cheba, Jeba cups of young. Dra Nebo, K Haja Nebo, K does a hinge, he don't want, he ain't talk about dinner, young. Namin de Devoto.
So there are two results or fruits of this activity, the ultimate result being achieving perfect Buddhahood. And the temporary result is that we, as a result of having offered pleasing sounds to the Buddhas, that we ourselves will become, our speech will become pleasant and, what should we say, pleasant and nice speech.
Right. Sopa. Sopa is the Take him with soba. Take him, not so dear, supin your bada.
So then the next thing to offer is then a nice smelling of perfumed creams or ointments.
Dungjo dang hippa carso, a yak jetuso, pena jaga sa tepa chimbu tsa. Tadong Cheva Sala, Tepa Jobe, as Chair the Dolda. The name Char Mambo Yoba Sajan Dawina, Char Joba Sebe, the name Ramboche Nato Letrope, Ramboche Nato de Yoa Ginger, the name Dom Cho de Chubuchuban.
So the next one is then offering precious umbrellas. In India, the umbrellas were used against the heat or the beating of the sun's rays, whereas in countries where it rains, then the umbrella is a protection against that. So here it is a perfect umbrella that's being offered.
This is the time that I am going to say that I am going to say that I am going to
So again, here is not a single one that's being offered. It is as many umbrellas as there are atoms on the earth.
Dung chodang, marmin chodang, marmin chodang hi bakapso ta marmin tembare. Marmin tenya mumba server sepe marmin. Rinpoche wotan, loko wotan, dhomarje marmin la soba, nansar marmin chon ta yeba, ambarvata.
That's all. The next offering is the offering of beautiful butter lamps. Now here one can apply any kind of torch or light that dispels darkness, whether it's a precious lamp or whatever kind of lamp it is, if the function is that it dispels the darkness, and that is what is being offered here.
Then in my main purpose, I am near cup lata muya lu lang the sanju sampajuba cups of young rang make sarpo. Make sarpo to do my young son.
So the temporary result of having offered butter lamps is then that on the path of wholesome activity, one will get a clear eyesight.
Dukkhu tamba yin. Dukkhu tamba te tegem, tegem je pure. Tegem je pure la linji je te tang jarzong te ni re. Linji je te rang yin je te zangbo yo pa zin din la so pa ta wo. Linji je te zangge cho pa tang. Jarzong te se je te tang da ta pu pu je ring da ma da zo ya yo ro wa. Den da wo pu je ring cho do cho pa tang pa bu.
So, the next one is then the precious incense. And here, incense means, well, whatever that is burning and that gives a pleasant sound. Smell.
Smell.
And there's different kinds. One kind is where it is just one herb that's being used, and other kind of incense is different combinations that make up their particular smell.
Tini tele yang te zangbo tengemba nile te zangbo layer to yepa te linji dan jarzong te dan. Mayor to Yabel, the Nislinji, just Zambo Tan, Jarzonga, just Zambo Zamborgo. Ten Embench of Umbridge.
So, among the different scents or smells, we are offering the pleasant ones, not the unpleasant ones. And he says, among the most exquisite smells or incenses present in the human realm, we are offering the best of those, and also in the God realms, we are offering the best combination and the nicest kind of incense possible.
Dubu tambayi, jeva teda lenin chevarji. Te tabo tapu la soba teda chang dordono la ta, la yolo yopa ta, mu yolo yope tan tapu ta me to so kadon pasom soba, yin pasom soba, ten pasom soba, tan denpa nambo.
And then the next stanza is where we actually offer it to the Buddhas or the victorious ones. So again, we offer the most beautiful sights, shapes, smells, sounds, and yes, we offer the best of all of those of the human realm and also of the God realms.
Java Teda Lan Chavaji Hibet Jake, Kongdo Hebe, San Sarva Kabzu Hebe, Java, Se Sancho Sembetso Dan Jeba Teda, Tamje La, Chavaji.
So again, we're mindful of the visualization explained yesterday, where when we offer it, we visualize all the Buddhas in all the atoms of the world surrounded by Buddhisattvas,
and to them we offer these things. Naza tamba nam dan tang jo tang sem purmar ram nyambatang
ko pa che. So again, I offer to the Buddhas, the victorious ones, beautiful class. Exquisitely smelling smell here pertaining to perfumed water, packages of powder, medicinal powder, equal in size to the Mount Meru. All of this are arranged in a outstandingly wonderful way.
Navza tamba nandan hiba kapso ta navza de hesare ku nazo jinjo bambo.
So
now sapatan jambatan nyamba la sobe tene navza tamba jo tu jorba nanda.
Nasa is then the honorific word for clothes, and here it means any kind of clothes that is fine quality, smooth, soft, and pleasant to wear. All this is being offered.
Dona layer tang muyer layer pe nasa tamba jiki yido wanam, ne? Ta.
And we offer to the Buddhas the most beautiful, most attractive, most wonderful clothes that exists in the human realm and also in the divine realms.
Trincho tang hiba kapsan di tete puchu trivzang ke chu yuanchap tang yuanchap sorwa trivzang ke chu tang ke trivzang ke chu ye chak cha tapala soba.
So then the trichok here, which just means like beautiful smell, it refers to the perfume water that is being used to sanctify, like to bless or to sanctify or to purify.
Deso Tevzang Chui Chakcha Tabala Soba Deso Dene Jaga Tsepa Tsavore Jaga La Mama Karchimbo Yuvash.
So this refers to a form of where you sort of sprinkle the water, and this was a very important thing in India because of the heat. So the offering of the sprinkling perfumed water would sort of give relief from the heat.
Semen Purma Ramyambata. Semen Purma Sijote Tivzan Tivzan Sema Tang Purma Sijote Tumper Seba Tivzan Tang Yang Mi Yang Sendo Tivzan Tang Mi Ji Sema Tang Purma Sijote Tumper Seba Ramyamba.
So the next is like powder, and Purma is like medicinal or healing powder of different kinds, which is then packed or wrapped like in cloth or something, and this, there's so much of this that it equals the size of Mount Meru.
Koyopa cheparam parapen chokyo ji jyava teta layan chobar ji. Koyopa chepar tam phakpa chobar teta yang koyopa am dritsoram yang chobar nden chobar la hyam nan chobar hyam chere.
So all of these offerings mentioned here then are arranged and set forth in the most outstanding or in an outstandingly superior and wonderful way. They are arranged. So all these exquisite offerings are then not just sort of standing in a heap. They are all very, very perfectly arranged in lines, and you know everything is just exactly, you know, perfect.
Yeah, put it down. No, no, no. Make the. Choisa the tab the kangen bokare sena kongdo sa sarv kabse kheba yendo. Dorje ke tengda dunye je sanje yoba Sanje re re la se sanju sempe tso je korwa nam tang. Tenyanga dorje ke tenla tetar yopa yendo jikti je khan tam je je do tharap je trangda nyampe tenye nam ke yin tam je chuji yin chapa nam ke yin tam je nam ke nam ka lan tam meba yendo chu yin tam meba la tenye chapar yopa sanje da sanju sempe nam la tenye chapa teta buko.
So then, this is then the visualization of the offerings, and while holding this visualization of the exquisitely arranged offerings, we have to visualize then the object of our offerings, which are then, as said yesterday, we are offering it to the Buddhas. And for each atom in the whole universe and in the whole cosmos, of the whole immense stretch of space and this world is then filled up with Buddhas. I mean, every atom of this whole immense extent of space is filled up with Buddhas, and in each Buddha then is also surrounded by bodhisattvas. So there's this immense presence of enlightened beings that we are offering this arrangement of offerings to. What's the description of what is called worldly or not the highest type of offerings, the Lana Yöpa Chöpas, and now comes then the Lana Mepa Chöpas, which are the unsurpassable offerings.
Chöpa karma lami jatyewa, teda jarva tamche layang mu, zangbo chula tepe tok ta ki, jarva koyna saan chöpar jekhi savasanta.
See then? So all these offerings I offer and pay homage to all the Buddhas through the force of my trust in wholesome activity, with devotion to all the victorious ones. We offer these offerings, which are of immense quantities and unsurpassable quality.
Lan me ben chepa kangi chena. Lan me ben chepa te papa sanju samba nam ji chepa. Te yam papa sanju samba nam zuntur sanje maja pata tingen zengen to sanje maja pare. Zuntur sanje maja pata tingen zengen to da neba sanje maja pa. Machapa nam jin chepa kangi pate lan me ben chepa.
So, what are the unsurpassable offerings? These are offerings that are mentally created by bodhisattvas, sort of miraculously emanated offerings, and offerings which are created through a state of samadhi.
Dene lama papa sanju samba namje chöpa te chöpa mbarcho te lana meben chöpa re te yang ya cheva re. Ya cheva te karre se no. Dene lata mbaye panjum phosom soba yi donwa nam tingin zenta zimtro je top je tro te te yang namke karchab khenkhaan je chape khenkhaan thamje la dene chöpa dze je chapar mikte Brvasena Chobate Laname Jobate Jacimbo. Can can't come jail a chapel jobber. Can can't catch it on while the lagging. Can can't catch a jobber the chap tobla. Catch hell and my chapel to the ongoing money. Papa nam dumped the thing in the topi. Can can't come jail. Thing in the dumped the topi and chope chapambo to we. This and a lamin, the new jacob.
So first, there's two things that qualify these second section of offerings. One is then that they are unsurpassable, and the second quality is that they are vast or immense in quantity. Now this refers then to that these miraculously created offerings, which are generated by the power of the Bodhisattva's samadhi, these offerings are of such immensity that they fill up every Buddha field, every Buddha realm, or any conceivable realm possible, so that each, that all the substances present in these fields are being pervaded by, or are being part of, these offerings, so that everything contained in all the Buddha fields then are part of this immense offering.
Tene te ta wa ja che wa che pa te che pa je che ko ma yin ba dan be chu je tene dra yang tang san je ta san ju san pa na la yin tin je go ni to pe dra yang ken che pe chang che kan tang che cha par se ba ja che wa kong sa.
So another aspect of this immensity is that in terms of the sound, there is this pleasing sound that resounds through all of the Buddha realms, praising the qualities of the Buddha.
Yang la na me pen chöpa la dole som sombare. Tepa chenpo sanjung cho to sem chepa la na me pen chöpa chek. Te yin shikwa nam je tambe chun zimba te. Chun zimba am chu la te sam se na tene sanje nam nigre la na me pen chöpa ta. Chu je don cheta chöpa te te ye to nyam su nama te chöpa sombare.
So then there is another type of unsurpassable offerings, and this refers to beings on the Mahayana path who engenders the bodhicitta. Now there's three parts. The first one then is to engender bodhicitta. This is an unsurpassable offering to the Buddhas. To hold or listen to and reflect upon or hold the words of the teachings of the Buddha in one's mind is also an unsurpassable offering, and consequently practicing it is an unsurpassable offering.
Then Tegwa Chenpo Sanchung Cho the same Jeba the Tichin Je Lola Sanje Je Gomban Tope Jo Ye Tzawa Jo Tangpo Tan Jo Ye Tzawa Yinba Se Na Then Tegwa Chenpo Sanchung Cho the same Jeba Sanje Nam
So, doing these three things, engendering the bodhicitta, keeping the teachings in mind, and practicing them, is the very cause of our own enlightenment. It is the most unsurpassable way of pleasing the Buddhas, because it becomes the cause of future enlightenment
for oneself. Tene tambe chun zemba te nyeba la na me pe pa yin be jin sin kar sa na sanje tene thok che wa nyin je chen bo dan den be sim chin na la che wa nyin je chen bo yo Sanju Sempa Nam Je Tanpa Chun Zin Jin Tanpa Chu La Tusam Sepa Yina Tene Sanji Nipa Lan Me Pa Re Yobzi Le Chun Zin Pa Nin Jir.
So why is keeping in mind the teachings an unsurpassable offering? Because the Buddhas do teach with the motivation of compassion, and due to their compassion they give teachings in order to relieve the suffering of sentient beings. Therefore, to listen to these teachings and keep them in mind is something that pleases the Buddhas.
Karasana sanje rangi chu songpa te sanje namje
So in fact, this is the way that the teachings of the Buddha do relieve suffering and pacify emotional disturbances is through listening to them and keeping them in mind. This is how they are, that this intent is being, is taking effect. Why is practicing the teachings an unsurpassable offering to the Buddhas? Because, generally speaking, for ordinary beings, listening to the teachings and practicing them will mean that one will stop harming other beings. For more capable beings, this not only makes them give up harming others, but it actually makes them start benefiting other beings. And so this is a way of practice, and this is what would please the Buddhas immensely, and therefore it is an unsurpassable offering.
Tena rangke sancho jodo semje pata chula tusam se patang chu nyamso lemba kapso tene jawa nyipen choba yin jarwa nam sanje na nyibar chorchik sambo gre.
On the teachings
and by practicing them. Teda jarva tamche layang mu Teda sejute Teda sanju jerambat teda Sanju jerambat teda and chuban burwit sorte Kandis and Bugurisana Jarva tamche layang Jarva tamche la Sanje tamche la Slakbar mupe Tebatam Zangu Joba la tape toke Zangu Joba la peon tayeba yerba ye keep a tape toke going in lung de embuguri.
So, in which mode or state of mind do we offer these things to all the victorious ones for the Buddhas? We offer it with devotion, and then the stanza saying "Sangpo chula de pe tok dang yi." The "dang" here is a plural that covers two aspects. One is that now in English it means that we have great trust or belief in wholesome activity, so the force or the forces here, it being a plural, the forces of trust in wholesome activity then refers to first that we trust that wholesome activity brings immense benefit, and secondly that we have an exceptional devotion towards the Buddhas. This is what makes this trust powerful or forceful.
Dina ta san sarva tan chepa bhava kap so san sarve yor sanje ta sanju samba namre chepa bhava yor sanje ta sanju samba namla 대바 챔보지 고고로 찍대래 니바 때 랑가 심진지 돈도 산제지 고마도 베체도 산사리 제바 버와트 장부 쳬바레 장부 쳬바 텔라 페요 챔보 예바 이치 이치 챔보 요 고르 때 요나 때는 선한지 초자 챔보
So in fact, it should be the other way, I mean the other order. First of all, it is necessary to have the exceptional devotion towards the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, both at the time of offering the prostrations and also at the time of offering the offerings. And secondly, to have trust in the fact that a wholesome activity brings a lot of benefits. And so having these two present at the time of performing these activities will bring an increase in our accumulation of merit.
Java kuna siddhu kongdo san sarva kapsa sheba yin to durche gateng to durni je sanje tang jikten je khan je durche ni yoba teni je teng to durni je sanje tang se sanjo sembe cho jo kovar san sarva kapsa me kwa te yin to tene kuna Sansar be your kuna, Sansar king, Chupamber be your kuna, Sansar king, Chupamber were jay. Jarva kuna, Jarva said and Jeba kuna, Sansar king, Chupamber was. Sanje kahet and his lando under Homare. Sanje kahela, pu kahela, last one under Wuyungu Yama. Make the kuni for me.
So then we should again keep in mind. And refer back to the visualization described yesterday, which is again that there is an immense presence of enlightened beings and Buddhas completely pervading all atoms in this world and in the whole of cosmos. Every atom is pervaded by a Buddha's presence. And keeping that in mind, we offer and prostrate to them. And it won't do to leave anyone out. It is, and it won't do just to do a few offerings to a few Buddhas. When we do this visualization, it is a totally inconceivably immense.
Lame chepa ja chemote ta tingin zenta zemphur la nga nyeba Papa Sanju, Sepa Nam, Jelan, and Mabin, Jeba, Jetter Prova, they yend on Aran Yang Burgin, Sampe, Mavazoko. They mato, Sosiji, Land Mabin, Jeba, Muninbor, Kiyo Marito, your mother. They yend it.
So, when there's being referred to these miraculously created offerings that the bodhisattvas are capable of offering, we as ordinary beings should aspire towards being able to share in these offerings, or we should aspire to offer in the same way that they are able to do, and this will also this is a means of increasing our virtue.
Chu
So Rinpoche says it's a very good thing to recite these verses on the offerings when we offer our butter lamps at the stupas or at our own house or wherever, and whenever we offer our butter lamp to recite these verses 1, 2, 3 times or more.
So, yeah, but
Gewande.